What makes a Nazi?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Yummy, yummy.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robbie. V11 wrote this cover sheet over to Buzz, because I like what we did last week when I had Buzz read the little biography introduction for Craig Wilson.
Very nice.
From USA Today.
Very nice.
Here's your copy of today's soliloquy, Mike.
Thank you, thank you.
And,
Wow.
Buzz?
Yes?
You got it over there?
It's arriving now. Got it.
Okay, so this would be the story of Craig.
Very good.
By Buzz.
Craig Wilson, 58 years old, living in Washington, D.C., about me. Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Wilson. I've been writing my final word column here at USA Today for 10 years now, so I've gotten to know many of you through letters and emails. I hope this will be yet another forum for us to discuss the important issues of the day, like my dog Maggie, who is sleeping at my feet as I type this. Feel free to stop by any time, and I'll be checking in regularly to see what's up with you. This should be fun. Top news interests, weather. We're Weather Channel groupies at our house. Top money interests, retirement, ! Top sports teams and interest, Syracuse University sports. Top travel sports and interest, went to Australia last August, great time. Might be heading back to Ethiopia this year, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Love, Craig Wilson.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Buzz. That's the bio on Craig. And now, from the pages of USA Today, the final word.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson.
Second-born kids face realities of the pecking order.
Oh. Week after week, we read about the results of studies that researchers have just released.
Playing with fire can cause burns. Drinking bleach is dangerous to your health. Blondes still have more fun, and so on and so on.
Though I was hardly surprised last week when I read about new research on 21,000 people that finds firstborn children get more parental attention, 3,000 hours more, than their siblings. Not only that, but more quality time is spent with firstborns even as they get older.
I could have saved those researchers at Brigham Young University. I'm sorry. Brigham Young University.
Bring them young.
A lot of time and money. All they needed to do was call. I am a second child.
Here we go. Wait for it.
My brother, Gary, is 3 years older.
Gary Wilson. Uh-huh. Gary had 36 months of undivided attention before I arrived on the scene.
Yeah.
And now it's proven he got undivided attention after I arrived, too. Not that I didn't already know.
I'm not saying I was abused, ignored, or left on the hillside to fend off the wolves. I'm just asking where my baby album is.
I remember cleaning out the attic with my mom. With my mom a few years ago. And we came upon Gary's. There was page after page of photographs of a fat farm baby. Gary arriving home from the hospital. Gary on a blanket. Gary with his teddy bear.
I then asked where my baby album was. Mom just mumbled. She finally confessed. She wasn't sure there was one.
It was then I realized what we second children have long known. To the victor go the spoiled, the victor being the one who arrives at the finish line first. The firstborn.
Oh, God.
Listen to this.
Strangely enough, Gary's whole life is finish lines. He's a successful college track. Hold on. He's a successful college track coach. Big Ten champions, even.
Who knows how successful I could have been if only my parents had paid as much attention to me.
None of us has any control over when we arrive, of course. Maybe if I hadn't been fooling around wherever I was before I arrived on this planet, I would have been the first one here.
But I wasn't. I dawdled. In fact, I dawdled so long, I was even late arriving as number two, son.
I have come to accept my place in the pecking order.
Pecking.
In fact, I think second place comes with certain advantages.
Since no one seems to be paying much attention to us, all eyes on numero uno. We get to do what we want.
We don't have to set an example. We can disappear for a while.
I bet he's had to.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
He just disappeared, Ma.
We can even watch our older siblings and not repeat their mistakes. It helps the older sib. It helps if the older sib screws up. Not that we would ever hope for that.
I have friends who are third or fourth or fifth in birth order. Oh, my God. I just read ahead. I am.
No, you
such...
didn't. No, you're there. You're there.
No.
Oh, all right.
I'm such the winner.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at the last line
of my
paragraph.
Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have friends who are third or fourth in birth order. I'm sure there are studies about how they fit into the great scheme of things, too. Maybe they're the ones who go into show business to get some attention. Judy Garland was youngest of three sisters.
Winner.
That is...
Winner. Stone Cold
I'm
winner.
I'm sorry. That's the best ever.
All I know is that I was cuter than my brother. Even if there are few photos to prove it.
I can also take solace in knowing I'll always be younger. The best revenge of all.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The final word.
That might be my favorite ever.
By Craig Wilson. Yeah.
Sorry that you didn't have a baby album, Craig.
Wow. How about his son? I'm sorry, his brother.
Yes, Gary.
Not his son, his brother.
Gary, who's a very successful college track coach.
Mm-hmm. I'm Gary Wilson, Big Ten champion.
Judy Garland was the youngest of three sisters.
Yeah.
Man, he didn't disappoint. Keep him coming, Greg.
I remember cleaning out the attic with my mom a few years ago. We came upon Gary's baby book.
I can just see, where's my baby album?
Gary arriving home from the hospital. Gary on a blanket. Gary with his teddy bear.
I asked Mom, where's the baby album? Mom just mumbled. She finally confessed she wasn't sure there was one. Oh, fantastic.
Great. And how about this? Gary's whole life is finish line.
I know, that's so bitter, isn't it? Your whole life is number one.
If only my parents had paid as much attention to me.
We don't have to set an example. We can disappear for a while. Yeah.
I got to go underground for a while. Hey, Gary. Gary, it's Craig.
Oh,
listen,
God.
Dad's chasing me with a pitchfork. I got to go underground for a while.
Of course I misbehave. I don't have a baby album. Mother,
Judy Garland was the youngest of three.
No wonder you don't pay any attention to me. Oh, I'm going to go watch the Weather Channel.
I hate you, Gary.
That's the best.
You got every break I never got, Gary.
I really hope that he continues to do this. I want
I'm
more
sure.
of his
me
life
too.
And his issues. That's what I like. I love Craig Wilson.
Let's try to find Gary Wilson.
Yeah, Gary Wilson.
Let's try
yes.
to find Gary.
Oh, he's probably hanging out with Brian. Right. Fat farm
oh,
baby.
That's right. That's another yeah, winning that line.
Big
too.
Fat farm baby.
Mom.
His whole life is finish lines.
I love it.
Where's my baby book?
And she goes, I don't think there is one.
Mumble.
We don't have any pictures of you.
Well, Craig, razzle, frazzle, razzle, frazzle, razzle, frazzle.
Craig, we don't have any pictures of you when you were a baby.
Mom, hey.
They don't exist.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, thank you for doing that wonderful intro for us.
Oh, happy to help.
Very nice
My
biography
pleasure.
Of Craig Wilson.
Yeah. Craig Wilson.
Well, it's time.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yeah, let's go over
Being
there.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Are you ready there, Buzz?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I just clean the plate here. Hello, yes. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, did you guys see the Gene Simmons video?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see when he puts his wet thing in her wet thing and she reaches out for his hair and pulls back real quick?
Maybe we didn't get that deep into it.
I don't know, but I really appreciate the fact that you put it like that, his wet thing and her wet thing.
Gene Simmons. You know, they're talking about he's going to be in trouble. I don't think he's going to be in any trouble.
I know. I think he's behind it.
I think she knows about it. Shannon Tweed knows about it.
Yeah, they've had an open relationship for about 10 years now.
Right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
You were asking about that. The other guy that sang that Don't Worry, Be Happy, that Bobby McFerrin or something?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I was up in a swap meet auto show up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and he sang the same three songs for almost 4 hours straight.
Oh, is that like that's a big, gigantic classic car thing, right, that they have like once a year up there?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they have them every weekend.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, Chevys and sometimes it's Harleys, but this week at this time it was old trucks. And they had to bring them off the stage. Everybody got so tired of hearing those same three songs, they had to take them off the stage.
Well, how long did he perform for?
From 1 to 4.
Oh, wow.
And he sang just three songs over and over?
Don't Worry, Be Happy played just about every hour.
Were they playing it or was he singing it?
He was actually there.
He was performing.
He was there.
He was performing there.
Is this the mayor of Three Mile Island again?
I know.
Doesn't it sound like the same guy,
There's
Mike?
There's just, I feel like we're not getting the total story. I feel like somebody's leaving some information
All
out.
Right, well, we're just cleaning out these lines. One more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
Yes, go ahead.
Buzz, have you ever found out what is an overdose of Metamucil?
Well, I think I experienced that. That's what made me lose my voice.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Okay. Well, obviously nothing's happening on the phones
Apparently
right now,
not.
So we'll go to the newsroom.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
And uno momento.
This is the Don and Mike Show.